Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to another great show of Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure women earning of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, we want to inspire and encourage the listening audience, and second, to edify, promote, and acknowledge, or just to say thank you to the sisters who are doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So spread the word. Man, I cannot believe it. It's the eighth month going into the ninth month already. I've been 49 months now, so I guess I can't say I just turned 40 anymore. But anyway, that's too much information. I tell you what, today is a history maker. I am so excited. I really am to have such an awesome, positive, progressive, and powerful sister on our show today. I can't wait to hear her share her story. Her bio is truly extraordinary. I want everybody listening right now to tune out everything in the background and focus on Miss Mary B. Morrison, otherwise known as Honey Bee. Mary B. Morrison, New York Times bestselling author, also writes as Honey Bee. She has 14 novels, y'all, including her newest release, Unconditionally Single. Writing for both Kensington Publishing Corporation as Mary B. Morrison and Grand Central Publishing, formerly Warner Books as Honey Bee, Mary is at the top of the black erotica genre. In her novels, Mary addresses social and sexual issues that impact relationships. Mary received her associate's degree in liberal arts from Vista, now Berkeley Community College. She worked 18 years for the government, earning nearly six figures. Mary resigned from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in June of 2000 and withdrew her retirement now, ooh, listen to this, to self-publish her debut novel, Soulmates Dissipate. In 2006, Mary sponsored an anthology publishing 33 students entitled Diverse Stories, from the imaginations of sixth graders. I bet that was really interesting. Her nonprofit organization, Lift Every Voice and Write, is established to help increase literacy and support high school students interested in pursuing writing as a career. Mary currently lives in Oakland, California, and her wonderful son, Jesse Bird Jr., plays basketball for the University of California at Santa Barbara. Well, after the sound of this quick break here, we will have the pleasure of hearing from none other than Miss Mary B. Morrison.
Are you looking for a voiceover artist to record your intros, outros, or promos for your online radio show, for your website, or for your business? Then go to www.deborahakbar.com. That's DeborahAkbar.com. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Yes, yes, we are back, and it is a pleasure to introduce again today New York Times bestselling author, Miss Mary B. Morrison. Welcome. Are you there, Miss Morrison?
I am here.
Oh,
thank
wow.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for being on the show today. It's truly an honor to have you here on Wealthy Sisters. So, wow, what an awesome story you have. Like we said, we cannot wait to hear. I just want to jump right into it. Tell us,
okay. How
did you come up with the courage, and what was that day like, your day of freedom, when you left, as we affectionately call it sometimes, the plantation, to step out there on your own?
Well, honestly, I really did have, I had a great government job. I liked what I was doing at the time. And I was a GS-14 with a non-competitive 15. So people who work for the government understand that. In translation, for people who don't, means that like 10 years ago I was making almost six figures, which for some people, you know, it's like that's their dream, is to hit that six-figure mark.
Right.
But for me, I wanted to do something else with my life. And I decided to start writing. I was like, okay, I'm just going to write my book. My book was done. I had it in print. I had 11,000 copies in my garage at home, and I just needed to go on tour to give, you know, to sell the book. And then, you know, we have these managers or supervisors or whatever you want to call them, and she told me, well, you know, we can't let you go like every Friday during the summer, because I was off every other Friday anyway, so I was just asking for 2 days a month. She said no, and so I gave her my resignation. I'm like, you know, I have 11,000 copies of my book in my garage. I really don't need to do this. So I actually quit like June 3rd. Yeah.
Wow. So you really hadn't planned. You were sounds like you were, you know, working it, going to sell your books and maybe decide to leave later maybe?
Yes. My original plan was to leave at the end of 2000. I knew I was going to quit at the end of 2000. And I had this jewel pin that just said 2000, and I would wear it every day. And people go, that's so cute. I said, but it means something. This means that this is my last year working for the government. Well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to go write books. Really? You're going to quit your job to go write books?
She's lost her mind.
Yeah, life is but a dream. I mean, if we don't pursue what we want to do, you know, you have regrets, you know, at some point. So...
I just stepped out there, and you obviously sounds like you had belief in yourself, and really to have 11,000 copies, I mean, you could think of someone probably dancing or afraid to order that many copies that you self-published on your own there.
Yeah, my rationalization for ordering that many copies was, I heard on Oprah, if you sell 10,000 copies of your book, you get a book deal. I really believed that when I printed that many copies, that if I were able to move those books rather quickly, I would get a book deal, and that's exactly what happened.
Wow. So tell me, when you left on June 3rd, you said, okay, I got these 11,000 copies. Now it's time for me to go to work. Were you afraid at all when you woke up that next Monday? Did something come and say, what did I do, or what is this that's really going to happen?
No, I wasn't afraid. I really was not afraid. I didn't have to sell books out of the trunk of my car, but if I had to, I would have, because I looked at my inventory in my garage that was worth over $150,000. So I'm like, this is more than you earn at the government in a year's time. So how hard are you willing to work for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get up and we go to work for somebody else every day. But I was going to do whatever it took to sell those books. I was not worried.
See, I love it. So you already were ahead of the game because you believed in yourself. And it seems like it just was not an issue at all that you had those books. So you believed, like the bee. that is our logo, the bumblebee, because, you know, we know that the bumblebees technically should not be able to fly, but no one's ever told them that. They don't know that, so they fly anyway. So it seems like you have that same mentality there. That's awesome. So what did you do to move those books? You said you didn't have to sell them out of your trunk. What happened?
I had, to my advantage then, and every other self-publisher did as well, what we call African-American distributors. So there were two in New York City. And, you know, when they first started ordering my book, they ordered like 300 because they want to see if the book is going to sell, if it's going to move. And it was selling very well, very soon. And so then they start ordering by the thousands. And that's what really helped me to move the books rather quickly, because those distributors sell to bookstores around the country. And, you know, we can't get to every bookstore. So that was a big plus for the African-American community. Culture Plus has since closed, and A&B, I think they're doing business differently now, meaning I think they really promote their own in-house authors as opposed to authors outside of their publishing company. So don't quote me on that, but I know that things have changed.
Well, that's interesting. So with that, getting the books out there, and you had that great distribution, how did you get your first deal? What was that story like?
Well, Carl Weber, I met him at Book Expo. That's a national book event. And he asked me if I had an agent. And I was like, no, I don't have an agent. He said, well, your book is selling really well in my store, and you need to get an agent so you can get a book deal. And I'm like, okay. So he introduced me to my first agent, which is Claudia Menza. And so Claudia and I did like 11 books together before I switched to a different agent, because this is a business. This is very much a business, and you have to be in control of what's happening in terms of your career if you look at writing as a career, which I do.
Okay.
So that's how I got my first book deal, and it was only like, I self-published June 3rd, August I had an agent, and September I had a book deal.
Awesome. So now you had that method in your mind. I sell these 10,000 books, so I'm going to get that book
deal.
So
Oprah said.
I know what Oprah says is bond, right?
Yes.
So that's like, what's it, Eve Hutton. She's the new Eve Hutton. Some of our listeners are too young to know who that is. But
yeah.
Definitely. Wow, that's awesome. So did you sell the 10,000 between June and September?
Well, I did sell all of those books. Once you sign a contract, you cannot sell your own book anymore. So what I did was, before I actually put my signature on the contract, I went back to print for 3,000 more books.
Wow.
Because I thought that was going to hold over until the book came out. But little did I know, that's a whole business situation there. But everything worked out fine. But no, I printed 3,000 more, and one publisher, Culture Plus, wanted all 3,000 because he was like, I can sell all of those.
Wow.
And if you get ready to sign, I want them all. I said, well, I can't give them all to you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, speaking of books, I know you have 3 copies, you said, autographed copies, that you plan on giving away today. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and take the third caller. You can dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. Be the third caller and be the lucky one to receive the awesome book. Which book are you giving away today?
Well, I am going to let the caller decide between Unconditionally Single or Maneater.
All right. I love that title, both of them. Wonderful. All right.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters. Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy, to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services, or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
All right, we are back, and we are taking, I'm telling you, the third caller. Our special guest today is none other than Ms. Mary B. Morrison, and our latest release is Unconditionally Single. I believe we have our third caller here. It's a number, it looks like a Florida area code here. Hello, welcome to the line. This is Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters. Introduce yourself and say where you're calling from.
Hi. Hi, this is Tina Fortune in Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, hello, Miss Tina.
Hi, Miss Hardy.
Say hello to our lovely Mary B. Morrison.
Hi, Miss Morrison.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I enjoy your show and great information.
All right. Well, congratulations, Miss Tina. We're taking your number down, and we'll give you a call to get your address to send that book to you. Which one did you want to select from?
Unconditionally Single.
All right. Well, you definitely have got a great book there on your hands. Thank you for dialing in.
Okay, and I'm listening online, so I'm going to email you my address online. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so kind of you. Thank you so much for doing that, Ms. Mary B. Morrison. We're excited, again, to have you on the line. As a matter of fact, our chat room is just blowing up here. We have so much going on, a lot of activity there. As a matter of fact, we have in our chat room, who's our show producer, who's definitely doing an awesome job. I mean, she is also my new executive assistant, Miss Opal Mabry. And I'm telling you, I'm going to just see if Miss Opal is still hanging in here on the line there. Are you there, Miss Opal?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. I tell you what, when I look at your picture and I look at Ms. Morrison's picture, I mean, you kind of favor her. Do you know this young lady?
I do. I do know this young lady. How you doing, Ms. Mary B. Morrison?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Opal?
I'm wonderful. It's actually morning time over here, so good afternoon to everybody over there on the East Coast.
Yes. Well, Opal, again, congratulations, and thank you so much for doing an outstanding job here on our show and with everything keeping us together. We are so excited as well to have you. Did you want to give any shout-outs to your auntie today?
I do. That's my favorite auntie. You know, despite her tremendous success, she's always the same person. She's excellent, and, you know, I'm glad to have her as my aunt.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's an awesome blessing there.
And I am proud of you, Opal. I really am. You know, I've watched Opal grow up since she was a baby. So, you know, she's just an extraordinary woman. And very, you know, she's world-traveled. She's been so many places in the world. And, you know, I know just having her is an asset, and you have a great show. So I am just happy to be a part of this today.
Well, thank you so much. That's wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love the encouragement, definitely. Well, all right, Opal, keep doing that chat room. We appreciate you for that.
I'm on it.
Sure. Wonderful. So tell us, Ms. Morrison, what is your new book about Unconditionally Single?
Unconditionally Single is actually a trilogy. It's the third book in a series, the Sweeter Than Honey series. So the readers have an opportunity to see a 16-year-old girl who gets kicked out of her mother's house, that's in Sweeter Than Honey, and how she evolves after that. And I love to write stories like this because I think far too often we judge people that we don't know. And, you know, just because she was a prostitute and just because she was a madam, you know, eventually she evolves and get out of this particular business, but she falls in and out of love with this guy, as, you know, women sometimes do.
Right.
And she has to come to her own realization by Unconditionally Single that, you know, I have to be okay with me, and I have to put myself first. It's like, yes, I do love this man, but, you know, if he's not into me, then it's time for me to let go. And I think that women really need to take a look at that. And Unconditionally Single does not mean you don't want to be married. It means that a woman knows what she wants, because I'm all about pro-female empowerment. And women have to know what they want in a relationship, or else you just end up in a relationship and you have no idea. You find yourself living his dream and his life and doing what he wants because you think that's going to make him happy. And at the end of the day, you're not happy. So
right.
It's really about fulfillment. self-fulfillment.
Right. That is powerful. Now, I love the fact that you focus on women empowerment and you come from a real point of view that a lot of people can really relate to. How has that been, having a son, which I know you're extremely proud of? We've seen the pictures all on the site, seeing him doing he has his own little page there on your site and doing extremely well. What have you shared with him from a woman's point of view, I guess, to help with the women's empowerment as well?
I share quite a few things with my son, starting when he was in high school, really. From safe sex, we talk about condoms, we talk about relationships, and, you know, he can come to me and tell me anything, and he knows that I'm not going to, like, act really strange. I think that we need that relationship with our sons and with our daughters, regardless in relationships. So I talked to Jesse openly about a lot of things. I had tons of condoms at my house. His friends knew if they needed them, they could take them, because we have to educate. My thing is educate, don't procreate, because there's no teenage girl anywhere in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that needs to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And if we educate on safe sex and, you know, Oprah did that show on self-pleasuring, I thought it was just awesome for girls, because a lot of times it comes automatic for boys, but we as moms sometimes don't want to have that conversation with our daughters. But if you demystify the whole suspense about sex, I think that we could, like, educate girls to make better choices when they are ready, not necessarily when some guy is ready. So for my son, it's all about respect. No means no, you know. And he talks to me about anything. He'll talk to me before he talks to his dad, you know. He said, well, I didn't tell my dad this yet, so don't tell my dad.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's ready for it. His dad is very conservative. And, again, being conservative does not serve our children. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I believe that. So
your belief is that you got to be open because they're going to be inquisitive or experiencing different things. Is that it or what?
Yes, they're going to learn from their peers. Mm-hmm. They're going to learn out in the street. There's the internet now, so you don't know who they're talking to online,
mm-hmm.
or what they're learning or what they're watching. So the best thing you can do now is engage them in conversations, so you will at least have an open dialogue. And I told my son, if there's something you don't want to talk to me about, talk to your uncle, talk to this person, you know, just talk to somebody, you know. So if you feel like your child can't really come to you, maybe you have a sister that you trust or a best friend that you give her permission to talk to. You just want them to share what's on their mind. You don't want them going around thinking about guys and having sex behind your back, because it's going to happen. It happened with us. It's going to happen with them.
It's a real, real issue. And so with that, I know you had a wonderful program back in 2006 where you sponsored that anthology, publishing 33 students. Tell us about that. Is that something that you do on an ongoing basis with your nonprofit organization, Lift Every Voice and Write? I love that name, by the way.
Thank you.
What are some of the other things that you do with your organization?
I want to do another project because it's been a couple of years now with the students, and it's finding the right match. So if anybody's listening to your show and they have students and they're interested, they can definitely email me at mary@marymorrison.com, and we will explore the possibilities of doing a project. What I find, too, is that I tried to present this package to the Oakland Public School District, and they were like, oh, no, you write sexually explicit books. We don't want you working with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't separate the two, but someone at a Catholic school said, I love this. Let's do it. And so those children saw the process of becoming an author, a writer. Each one wrote a story. I didn't want any of the students to be left out, because you never know which student is going to flourish and become an author in the future or go on to do something else because they were inspired by the project. And they also have that as a credit going into high school, saying, you know, I'm already a published author, and they can produce a book that, you know, basically confirms that. So So we help the students on so many levels, but the best part of that project for me was there was about 5 African-American young men in the class, and when we did the huge book signing at Barnes and Noble here in Oakland, the young men, what they said was, we became better friends because through writing and critiquing each other's writing and reading each other's stories and just talking to one another, we had no idea that we had so much in common, but we just grew closer and closer and closer together from working on this project. So writing does a lot of things for students, and I just wish that more schools would be open to doing a project like that, because I pay for the project, and then what happens is we choose a nonprofit organization, and then 100% of the funding, 100% of the funding from the money proceeds from the book go to that nonprofit organization. So this is just my way of giving back.
Wow. And that, what a way that you're giving back, because you are sharing with that nonprofit, but, I mean, you are instilling seeds into those students that you're working with. So that was 2006. This is 2009. It's about 3 years. They're sixth grade. So they should be close to high school now. Have you been able to have any connections or follow up with what they're doing, if they're still enjoying writing?
One particular person, I say I don't choose the student. The student really will choose me. Mm-hmm. And one student, she has definitely kept in touch with me. She has written several books since then, and, you know, she's gone on to write screenplays. I mean, she wants to do so many things, so I don't even know how she finds the time to do that. But we definitely keep in touch, and, you know, I got her interview on a local show, cable show, to let even our community know that, you know, we have students out there that are doing amazing things, and we need to pay attention to them, so... There is one in particular that I keep in touch with. The others, I'm not sure where they are in life, but it was just really touching to know that I, you know, had that moment in time in their lives, and I would like to do that with another group of students.
Wow. Well, I know our listeners are staying tuned in so that they can reach out to you. You said at marymorrison.com, and just to mention if they have some interest maybe in their area for this special project. That's wonderful. Well, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, please dial in 347-838-9278. How about us giving that second book away today? Is that okay if we can do that right now for you, Ms. Morrison?
Oh, that's fabulous.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick short break here, and we'll be back. Again, the number is 347-838-9278.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Carmel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color, tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Yes, we are back with the lovely Miss Mary B. Morrison, and we are taking the fifth caller, 347-838-9278, for a special giveaway. She has a signed autographed copy of her wonderful book, Unconditionally Single, and the other book you said they can choose from again was?
Man Eater.
How could I forget that title? That's right. I do want to make a special announcement for all of those who are in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. It is time again, Tuesday, September the 29th, another Success Path networking and dinner at the Sheraton Columbia Town Center. You don't want to miss this awesome event. It's going to be, spectacular. We're going to have great networking. Matter of fact, the top three that sell the most tickets for the event will be able to have 15 minutes of fame. You'll get a table to display your services or products. So definitely tune in to our website tomorrow. All the information will be up at DeborahHartnett.com. That's for our dinner. And also, mark your calendar. Save the date. We have the awesome inaugural Winter Summit held March 19th and 20th at the Hyatt Regency Baltimore, right there in the harbor. This Winter Summit Conference and Expo is the inaugural event for the professional black woman. We have women coming from all over the world. I'm telling you, it's an awesome program, and we even have an affiliate program designed for it, and we are looking for co-chairs. We're going to be interviewing, taking resumes, and I tell you, the co-chair program is going to be powerful. It's a lot of good goodies in there as well. So stay tuned. Again, tune into our website, www.Deborah, if you want to spell it like that, Hartnett, HARDNETT.com. So I believe we have our fifth caller on the line here. Now, I don't know. Okay, this area code, this seems to be a Baltimore area code. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Introduce yourself and say where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi, you're our fifth caller. What's your name?
This is Savella Brantley calling.
Well, hello, Miss Savella Brantley. Wow, wonderful. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm enjoying.
Oh, please say hello to Miss Morrison.
Miss Morrison, hello. It's such a pleasure to hear you on the call today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, which book would you like to choose, Miss Brantley?
The Man Eater.
The Man Eater.
Definitely.
You didn't hesitate when you said that, huh?
I know.
Well, congratulations. We have your information. We will definitely get that book out to you. Thank you for dialing in and tuning in as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's wonderful. So you have 14 books that you have done in such a short period of time. I'm just so amazed, and I love the fact that you said it is a business and that it's obvious that you treat it as a business. I understand you had 1 year where you released 3 books at one time?
Yeah, that's actually happened twice. So this year I have 3 books as well, and my Honeybee book is Single Husbands, which I really love Single Husbands, and I find that a lot of couples enjoy the book, just about everybody who has read it, because the intro, I ask married individuals, do you know your wedding vows? Because I find that I haven't come across anybody that knows their wedding vows. So it's basically, when we say we want to get married, what are we signing up for? Do we even understand the vows that we're taking? Or do we stand at the altar with this whole long list of expectations of the other person, not necessarily ourselves, going into the marriage? So hopefully it will make people think, like, seriously about their wedding vows and write their own. But the guys in the book, yes, they are cheating. But my question is, my concern is you can't break what you didn't take. And if you didn't take a vow of fidelity at the altar, then I don't see what the problem is. And I know a lot of people have controversy around that, but it's true. Go back and look at your wedding vows. Find out what that means to you. You know, even if you've been married 25 years, I still encourage people to go back and look at what they signed up for. And for people who are thinking about getting married, definitely, definitely. So
to know the vows. Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Single Husbands, that was in the first time that you did it, you said this is the one that's coming out with Unconditionally Single this year, or
Single Husbands was published in March.
Okay.
So all three of these books are now available in bookstores and online. And Man Eater came out in May.
Okay.
And
wow.
That was a book.
Back to back. I mean, that's what, excuse me, I had a, like, wow, I was thinking 1 year. How are you able to do that? What is your strategy?
Well, sometimes I'm just crazy.
But that's a good thing, though. That's not necessarily a bad thing, especially in business.
It's a good stress. But sometimes, you know, the sun is shining and I want to go outside and play, and I can't because I have to work, you know, and stay focused. But, you know, it's a lot of rewarding work. It really is. But I did want to slow down. I have two coming out next year. It was almost three because a lot of people have been waiting for He Ain't the One for
uh-huh.
Carl Weber and I to do that book. And the book deal was right there, but it kind of fell apart at the end because, you know, we didn't necessarily get what we wanted out of it. So
okay.
It's not that we won't do it, but, and I was kind of relieved when, you know, I was like, you know, I didn't need to do three more books. But maybe the year after.
You want to see some sunshine, huh?
Yeah, maybe the year after, because it's a lot I want to do, you know.
Yeah.
A lot.
What are some of those things you want to do, if you don't mind sharing with us?
Not
what else
at
is
all.
There for you to do? Wow, you've done so much. Someone would probably sit back and say, well, what else? What could you want to do?
Well, with so many fiction novels,
mm-hmm.
I really am working on a nonfiction novel for singles because I think that single people need to find their own happy space in life and not be so stressed. And you know, I do relationship venues here in Oakland, California, Tell It All Thursdays once a month, and invite people out. And people talk openly about sex and relationships. And I tell women, if you're single, you need to have three men, at least three, and at least three good men in your life. That way, if the number one person is acting up or acting out, you just bump him down two notches and keep it moving. You're not sitting home depressed, why he won't call me. You
uh-huh.
don't even have time to wait for him to call you. It's like
uh-huh.
because you have other things happening in your life. So, you know, that's just one of the things I'll write about in the book. But it is about, life is about choices, and I want single people to be happy until they decide to get married. And then when
right.
you do decide to get married, we're going to talk about some of those other things we talked about in single husbands, things to look out for.
Right, right. It's because there's so many pressures out here not to be who we are called to be. And a lot of times you do hear, you know, marriages, people get in marriages or even just select careers because of the pressure of they were doing what they thought others wanted to do. So that could really transcend not just with singles, but just we could apply those to all of our lives, you know, just really being who we are supposed to be and true to ourselves.
That's true. I agree with you on that. I do.
Yeah.
I do. Because
yeah.
some people get married and they lose their identity because
mm-hmm.
they become mother, they
mm-hmm.
become wife, they
mm-hmm.
work in a job, and sometimes they have to care for their parents or do other things, and, you know, they put themselves last. So we don't want that.
Right, right. So you obviously are doing so well. Your books are the love, you're at the top of your game. When you were younger, did you always want to be a writer? Where did this love come from?
A bad relationship.
Well, you did say you need to write it out. That's
soul
like was a therapy for you.
That's where soulmates dissipate came from. No, I wasn't one of those writers that I wanted to write all my life. Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people feel that way. You have your own experience and you believe, oh, nobody believes it's ever happened, or I'm just going to write about it. You know, I encourage people to write, because there's more readers than there are writers. So, you know, but that's what encouraged me to write my first book. I do want to get out the fact that I am going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur to be exact, Labor Day weekend at the Decatur Book Festival.
Oh, wow.
And
that's my home, Atlanta. The Decatur
hey,
Book
I'm
Festival.
I'm going to be right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Labor Day weekend, was it?
That's Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, like
right
the 4th, 5th, and 6th, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Is there a special time frame or a contact site that they can go to learn more about it?
I am signing Saturday. I'm going to put it on my Facebook about the festival because I don't know the website offhand. Sorry.
Okay.
But people can either email me at mary@marymorrison.com and ask for the information, or you can just hit me up on Facebook because I'll put it there too. I love Facebook.
Wonderful. And we also heard, I know, I love it too, I'm telling you. I don't know what we've done without Facebook in our lives before, you know. I've met so many people that I would never have met before if I hadn't been a part of Facebook. Now, I heard that you had some other major events going on at the end of the year here. Is that, are you hosting a special event?
I am hosting a special event. Michael Basin has invited me to host a honeybee slumber party, honeybee slumber jam, at his New Year's Eve celebration. So that will be December 30th, and it's the official after party for the comedy show that George Wilborn is doing. So I'll be hosting that particular part. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be, the whole thing is, it's going to be so much fun for 3 days, but that's where I will be for the New Year celebrating and hosting a honeybee slumber jam. So people will be talking about it for quite some time.
Oh, wow. You got me thinking, man, how can I get down there? And this is going to be in Miami, is it?
Miami Beach. It will be in Miami Beach for 3 days at the Renaissance, yes.
Okay, wow, that's wonderful. We definitely know we got to stay tuned for that. We're going to actually open up the lines. Like I said, the chat room is jumping off. The lines are jumping off. We're going to allow a few questions from some callers, if that's okay with you. Are you ready to take a couple of questions?
I am ready.
All right, again, dial 347-838-9278. I believe we have a caller, area code 661. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Say hi to our lovely guest, Miss Mary Morrison.
Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Nice to talk to you.
Same here.
Introduce yourself and say where you're calling from, and take a quick second and ask your question, please.
Okay, my name is Jason. I go by the moniker Rubicon Reader. I'm calling from Bakersfield, California. And I was just curious as to why you teamed up with Noir on Maneater. It was a really good book. I'm just curious as to why you guys decided to go on a book together.
Oh, well, great question. Thank you.
That was quite a journey in that I was already under contract to do that type of book with another writer, and then the publisher was trying to pair me with someone that I didn't necessarily want to write with, so I told them I would find my own partner in this book. And I called Eric Jerome Dickey, and he said, oh, heck no, I'm too busy. I spoke with Elin Harris, and he said, well, I'd rather co-author a book with you than to write two separate stories. And I called Kimberla Roby, and she said, well, no, I'm not exactly writing sexually explicit or cursing anymore, so don't think we'll be a good fit. And then I reached out to Noir, and it was a done deal. So, you know, in the literary arena, we kind of know each other, and I felt like she writes, she has a great readership audience, and so do I, but we write very different. And so putting two different styles of writing in the same book, I thought would be a good idea as well. So the publisher said yes. And
wow.
That's how the book got done.
That's great. Well, I noticed you said you just put a phone call in to Mr. Elin Harris. You said it's, I guess, a small knit circle there. You had the opportunity of knowing him as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes it still just does not seem real that he's not here with us.
Yeah.
He is here with us in spirit.
Yes.
And he left quite a legacy, but yes. Yeah, it was really, I'm really glad that we had a chance to get to know each other during his time. Mm-hmm.
What would you say that, I guess, the biggest impact he made on your writing or your business knowledge in the industry?
For me, really, he was a very giving person, mm-hmm. and he was one of those persons that was never too busy. I mean, if you emailed him, he emailed you back right away.
Wow.
You know, if you was in the same town with him, you know, definitely going out to lunch or dinner together. But he was a very, very giving person who loved and adored his fans. And I just love that energy and respect that he had for his fans, and I have that same respect for my fans, but seeing somebody else mm-hmm. that has that, you know, who will dismiss an escort, a literary escort, he's done that before because the escort was rude to his fans.
Mm.
Now, you know, just that type of person, really. So it was so much to learn from Elan, and his generosity was definitely one of them, always giving and just never too busy.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we'll take another call here. I believe this is an Ohio number, 216. Hello, welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Say hi to Mary B. Morrison.
Hello, Mary B. Morrison. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. This is Richard Montgomery. I read on your Facebook page a lot about these honeybee sweets. Could you tell me about those? And, you know, you have one coming up, I guess, on your birthday. So what are those about?
Well, the honeybee suite, I've done a couple around the country, and I prefer when the radio stations actually invite me in to host the venue because it just works so much better with having the built-in advertisement, but also, like, I'm doing one September 25th at the Doc Bookshop in Fort Worth. It's a nighttime event, and people come out, and you know, if we're doing a real intimate one, like the one I do here is at a restaurant, so it's a public place, but we have done honeybee suites at hotels where people can come. Actually, you can come in your lingerie, your PJs, whatever you want, because we're just going to get real comfortable, and we're going to do some real talk about sex and relationships, because I feel like in the African-American community, a lot of us have our own, you know, reservations and reasons why we're conservative, whether it's religion, whether it was your parents didn't talk to you, that was my case. You know, I had to go out and find out everything in the street. And that's why I write about it, too. But we just talk about so many different topics. No topic is taboo, not at all. We talk about sexual fantasies, how to have better relationships. So I just love doing the honeybee suite. So that's what they're all about. So if you come out.
You will definitely find out, huh?
That's what you're going to get. Some real conversation.
That's good. And conversation is the foundation, that communication that you're talking about. It is true. If we have better communication, I know I've noticed that in my own life, you know, one person might say one word, and that being in a different region, you know, from a different place, that word could mean something else. And you didn't mean for the receiver to receive it in a negative way, but because that meant a negative or had a negative connotation from where they're from, they could. So the conversations and talking is great. I mean, you definitely are helping our community and helping build strong relationships by encouraging those conversations. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Well, what we're going to do is take another break, and you can dial in to 347-838-9278. We're going to take the fourth caller when we come back to give away that third and the final book there. Again, we have live on our show today Ms. Mary B. Morrison. She's just released this year, Man Eater, Unconditionally Single, and Husbands. Was it Single Husband?
Single Husband.
All right. Awesome. Well, definitely stay tuned in. Go ahead. Well, you should see the switchboard over here. They want those books. Awesome. I got to get mine as well.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life, and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month, and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Well, we are back on Wealthy Sisters. Our lovely guest today is Mary B. Morrison, New York Times bestselling author. And we are going to take the fourth call. I believe this is area code 972. Hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Congratulations. You're our fourth caller. Say who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Karen Heck, and I'm actually calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow, welcome. Congratulations. Say hello to Mary B. Morrison.
Hi, Mary. So glad to have you on the call. Thank you so much for allowing your, you know, allowing us to hear you and for giving us your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening in. Thank you.
Now tell us, which book do you want today?
You know, she didn't make this easy. So I think I am going to go with the single.
Unconditionally single?
Yes, unconditional single.
All right, wonderful. Well, we have your number. We're definitely going to have our producer, Miss Opal Mabry, give you a call back to get your information, and we're going to get that copy out to you.
Okay, thank you so very much.
All right,
thank
congratulations,
you.
Congratulations. Yes, we are here with Wealthy Sisters. Our guest today, Mary B. Morrison, New York Times bestselling author. If you have questions you'd like to ask her, please dial in at 347-838-9278. Now, Ms. Morrison, can you tell us what type of advice would you give to someone that is perhaps, you know, aspiring to be an author or maybe even just thinking about should I leave my job or, you know, what should I do, what steps should I take to do that?
Well, the first part in terms of somebody who's an aspiring writer, mm-hmm. you definitely have to write the book first. You have to get it done. And I know a lot of people are confused as to where to start their stories, but just start putting it down on paper. Go back to the old format of when we had to do outlines in high school. It works if you don't know the direction of your book, if you find like you have too much information, or if you're all over the place. And just stay with it. Once you're done, you have to get a professional edit because you never want to send a manuscript to an agent that is unedited, because that alone, no matter how great your story is, can get your book tossed out. I mean, they'll just stop reading it if it has too many typos. So that's a good thing to do. And I also do, like for my website, my boutique, you can sign up for a one-on-one consultation. And I do charge for those, but the reason why I charge is because I found that I was trying to talk to everybody and be generous, and some people would talk to you for 2 hours and they're not serious. So
this is
the way I weed out who's serious and who's not. If you put your money into the conversation, you're definitely going to be focused. I ask you to list your questions so we can talk about what you want to talk about, not what I want to talk about, and I can answer your questions for you. And the second part, you asked me something else besides being an aspiring writer.
Yes,
it's
just an entrepreneur spirit, you know, what you would suggest or just any words of encouragement you like to share that's on your mind today for anyone that's in that same situation.
Absolutely. I say in terms of being an entrepreneur, you should always, always, always have something that's your own. And I have a niece that's in New Orleans, and despite everything that's happened with Katrina, she has a very good job, but she's always branching out. She kind of reminds me of a mini-me. It's like I say, even if you have $500, and she literally took $500 and she invested into a wholesale business of buying purses and finding out what women like, et cetera, and the business is doing really well. She didn't try to go and open her own shop and have that type of overhead. She found another sister who already had a shop, a hair salon, and mm-hmm. said, can I have this space within your salon, and I will pay you XYZ to be here. But she's there in the evenings and she's there on the weekends, and she's building her business. So you don't have to start off big, but whatever it is that you like to do, people love to eat. If you can do cakes real well or whatever, you know, it's like, you might want to bring a cake to work and just people go, oh, this is so good, but you sell them the next one. You know, this is good. You sell them about a slice. You do whatever, you know.
You're right.
Be creative, because there's so many ways to make money, really, and just follow your passion, whatever you're passionate about.
Yes, I love that. The mindset is so important, and your mindset truly is obvious that you have a superior mindset, and you understand that as well. We have one of our coaches, life coaches, that's a part of our organization. She says mm-hmm. this recession, you know, she's allergic to it. You know, she went to the doctor and found out she was allergic. She's like, because just what you said, I mean, there are so many ways that we can make money. We just have to have that idea and just go and produce it. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that as well. Well, definitely, if you're going to take maybe one or two more questions, you can dial in to 347-838-9278 and press 1 so that we can open the line for you. If you'd like to ask the lovely Ms. Mary B. Morrison a question, please go ahead and dial 347-838-9278 and press 1. Well, definitely, you said that you're going to be down in Atlanta for Labor Day weekend as well. Do you have any other dates coming up that you'd like to promote prior after that?
The Slumber Party in Dallas is September 25th, so I will host that as well. It's at 10 o'clock at night at the Dot Bookshop in Fort Worth, Texas, so I'll be there.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have any listeners that want me to come to the area that have book clubs, et cetera, they can always email me at mary@marymorrison.com. My website is just marymorrison.com. Uh-huh. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook. So I'm definitely accessible if anybody wants to schedule anything. I try not to schedule too much between October, November, and December. I am going to be in St. Louis. I need to say this, too. I'm going to be in St. Louis on October 22nd doing a Tell It All venue with Foxy 95.5. So I will be in the St. Louis area in October.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, we have a caller. We'll take this one last question here. Area code 972, welcome to the call. Say who you are and say hello to Mary Morrison.
Hi, this is Karen Heck again. Calling
you
from
got a great
Tulsa.
Fortune, huh?
I know. I'm just lucky today, thank goodness. Yay. But, Mary, I had a question for you because I know writing takes discipline, and I know most people or most of us who would like to write, we never understand that. So what is your writing schedule, or do you even have a writing schedule when you're writing your books?
Great question.
I'm really deadline-oriented, which is not necessarily a great thing, meaning that, like, right now I have a book that's due December 15th, so my writing schedule for right now is to start writing the book tomorrow, September 1st.
Okay.
And I will have to write just about every day that I'm not traveling to get the book done and finished on time. I'm a morning person, so I love to write in the morning when I get up. I'm fresh. I'm up at 7 o'clock. I'm not one of those people that lay in the bed all day. I figure that's a waste of time. Don't get anything done. You know, but that's just me. I'm a morning person. So usually by 6 o'clock, I usually like to be done with my writing so I can do whatever it is I want to do for the rest of that day. Mary Monroe is very different in the sense that I just have to mention her because she was telling me that she writes from 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. because it's quiet. And she's done for the rest of the day. But, you know, by 6 a.m., she's done. By 7 o'clock, I'm just getting started. So each writer is different, and so you just have to go with whatever works for you. But I can work anywhere. I like to go to restaurants. I like to go to bars in the afternoon. I'll sit at the bar with my laptop and work. So whatever works for a writer, but that's pretty much what I'll do. You could see me out anywhere in Oakland with my laptop working.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it has been a real pleasure having you on our show today and an honor as well. Go ahead and give your website information and email address one more time for our listeners so that they can reach out to you and just really find out what you're doing as well.
My website is Mary Morrison, that's MaryMorrison.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter at my website, and that's the best way to keep up with my schedule and what's going on with me. And I'm also on Facebook, Mary B. Morrison on Facebook, and then if you just want to email me, it's Mary@MaryMorrison.com.
Wow. Well, thank you so much again. It's been a true honor. You are awesome. I have so much respect for you. Keep doing what you're doing. And we definitely appreciate you. This has been Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters. Next week, we're taking the Labor Day off, so we encourage you to tune in to some of our great episodes, especially this one from today as well. And then the following week, we have none other than the remarkable woman herself, who's just come out with her book, another author, Reverend Valerie Pearson with A Remarkable Woman. Mm-hmm. Again, this has been Wealthy Sisters. Continue to have an awesome
this
day.
This is another episode of Wealthy Sisters brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
All righty.
If you know.